Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. They're nobody's first choice for a cooking ingredient, but they deserve much more respect. I'm talking about lentils, one of the very healthiest foods out there, and when well prepared, one of the tastiest. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'd like to learn what you love about lentils.
Well, it would take a couple hours, but yeah. Let's do it in a quick show. They're definitely great. They're very nutritious. They're super versatile. I mean, they're a legume, and they come in a ton of colors. There's red, yellow, green, brown, black. I mean, they're all slightly different. You know, for instance, the brown and green, they definitely hold their shape really well when you cook them. Mm-hmm. The red ones get soft and a little mushy. Black lentils are just, they're amazing. They're black, little tight pearls. They're very strong tasting. And then there's the Puy lentil, or the French lentil, which is a little peppery and very firm.
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is lentil soup.
Well, yes, of course. And, you know, this, any lentil will do. You don't need to soak them like you might for other recipes, but you do want to rinse them off. And then, you know, soup often starts with some aromatics, carrots, onions, celery, garlic, you know, sautéed. You're going to want to choose a broth, get it to a boil, and then just cook them until tender. You can season it when you're done, and you have great lentil soup.
Well, how about using lentils in a stew?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same process. A little bit of broth, though, will go a long way. And then, you know, you want to cook everything until they're tender, and then you can start adding whatever proteins you choose, whether it's chicken, pork, white fish. Simmer it for a little while till the meat is cooked and seasoned, and you've got a great stew as well.
Well, how about for the seasonings? I guess you can just go wild with that.
Yeah, you know, I love that lentils have a, sort of an earthy character to them. So certainly things like cumin, coriander, paprika, heavy sage seasoning is great, thyme. And then, you know, some lighter, more off the wall things like ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, even stirring in a little parsley at the end do great.
Let's think a little bit outside the box. What comes to mind for lentils?
Well, I think the one thing is you don't have to have lentils hot.
Yeah.
You know, you can, they can be cooked and you can use them in things like salad. They have an incredible texture and a subtle flavor. You know, and tossed in some really good olive oil, they're amazing.
Then there's the whole universe of lentils in Indian cuisine.
Yes, yes. If you see the word dal on an Indian menu, basically that's the word for lentil. And so they have a very spicy red lentil soup that's got, you know, a ton of ingredients. This kare kutu, which is a really cool spinach and pepper dish with lentils, is amazing. And then my favorite is actually dal vada, which are lentil fritters.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that brings us to the idea of lentil burgers.
Yeah, of course, you know, we need a vegan option for burgers.
Sure.
And lentils are certainly a great base. You can blend them with carrots, cabbage, tomato paste, spices. You know, form them in a patty and fry them up.
Well, this is really good advice, and I'm going to go out and buy a bunch of lentils myself. We're going to put all these ideas on the website at WYPR.org and hope that you'll go and try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Baltimore Public Media.